Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. The final hour. We are going down the final stretch. Hey, let's have a little fun this hour. By the way, we are in a recess at the impeachment hearing. So, welcome back to those who were listening on the app. Now, we will continue to give you four updates an hour. So, don't worry. You will still be updated nonstop on what's going on. However, right now, there is nothing going on until noon. It picks back up. Again, if you want uninterrupted coverage of those impeachment hearings, the radio.com app, WBEN.com. On the app, it's a picture of the president. It says impeachment hearings. You click on that. You have your option of audio or video. And again, we would love you to stay here, listen to WBEN. But we understand you want to keep yourself informed. You're like me. You don't trust the wrap-up specials on CNN. So you'll have that again restarting back up at 12 o'clock when the impeachment hearing starts up. So Monday, we put up our Christmas decorations. If you missed those decorations, you can see them on Twitter at TheJoeBeamer, also on my Facebook page. We will share those on Sandy's page if you would like to see. But I want to know from you, is it too early to put up Christmas decorations? When is too early and when is the right time? Now, I've seen Christmas decorations up this week around town. Some people even starting to turn their Christmas lights on around town. I feel the same way I do with this as I do Christmas music, right? You only get a few weeks, maybe 2 months to really take in the season. I don't see the harm in having your decorations up early, especially if you have outdoor lights and you want to put them up before it got really cold or before the snow fell. I don't think there's any issue putting those up, getting into the spirit. As I said with the Christmas music, Christmas decorations are Thanksgiving decorations. I hate this argument that Christmas music being played before Thanksgiving is bypassing Thanksgiving. No, it's not. Beside Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song, what is Thanksgiving music? How listening to Christmas slash holiday music, how is that bypassing Thanksgiving? There are actually songs that mention Thanksgiving in them that are called Christmas songs. So I want to know from you, are the decorations up? Is it way too early? Are you really starting to get annoyed at people with their Christmas decorations already up? Like I said, I had a few people comment on mine saying it was too early. One person saying we went overboard. I actually think there's room for additions in my apartment, if you ask me. 803-0930. Also, Thanksgiving travel. How will you be traveling this holiday season? 55 million people will be traveling this holiday season. 49 million of them will be driving. And as you know, I drive a lot in the fall to Virginia Tech for the big football games. So I want to know, do you have a system when you and your family travel? Is there a system you follow? Is there one person that drives a particular part of the trip or so long and then someone else takes over? Growing up, my parents, my dad wouldn't drive over bridges. My mom wouldn't drive in hilly areas. So there were a lot of switching back and forth in the driver's seat. Do you have something like that when you and your family travel? Also, maybe you're not doing holiday travel. Maybe you're like me, you're staying home, going to enjoy the friends and family you have around you, those coming into town. But where will you be going this winter to get out of the cold? Where is your go-to get me the heck out of this cold weather destination? For me, it's always Las Vegas. I mean, Vegas, Miami, very typical. I know in the grand scheme of things, pretty boring. But I know what to do when I go to Vegas. I know how to get the most for my dollar in Vegas. Same with Miami. But I want to know from you. Where is your go-to get me the heck out of this cold winter destination place? Or do you love the winter? Maybe your winter travel is a better place to go skiing, even though we have great ski lodges right here in Western New York, great places to ski. You can't beat it. But maybe you want to get away from town for a weekend and you have a go-to ski place. 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open, 3930. Now, during this hour, I will also take calls on your comments on the coverage of the impeachment. As I said, of the impeachment trial, sorry. As I said, CNN, MSNBC, I did a little flipping around during the impeachment hearings on Wednesday. I did a little flipping around last night as they prepared you for day two of the hearings. I think it's absolutely ridiculous the way they're setting these up. CNN pretty much said, shame on you for not watching the impeachment hearings. And the numbers came in, less people watched the first day of the impeachment hearings than watched the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. So I think, and maybe this is wishful thinking, a lot of people are waking up to the clown show that this is, to the hoax that this is, but they're not hiding it anymore on CNN, on MSNBC, on the networks. They're not hiding it. They're telling you, shut up and watch the hearings. And then they're going to tell you what you were supposed to get out of those hearings. 803-0930, star 930. Christmas decorations, is it too early? Holiday travel, what are you doing this holiday season? Are you hitting the road? Do you have a system if it's a car ride somewhere? And maybe you're not traveling this holiday season, but you are this winter. Where is your get me the heck out of this cold destination? Or I'm going to stay in the cold and go skiing destination. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Let's end it with some fun on WBEN. And if you want to listen to the uninterrupted impeachment hearings, again, right now they are in a recess, starting back up at noon on the radio.com app. Just click on that picture of President Trump. It says impeachment hearings, and you can get video and audio, whichever you please. Well, they'll both be audio. One of them is just video with the audio. Now, this happened down in Texas. A couple put their Christmas decorations up on November 1st. 3 days later, they received a letter from their homeowners association demanding they take down the decorations until closer to the holiday. That's right. The couple didn't see the letter until this week, but once they did, they were in shock. I feel shocked and angered, Nick Simeons told CNN. The HOA has so much time on their hands. And it seems like a little too much time if you're saying November 1st is too early for Christmas decorations. Now, maybe if it was September 20th, all right, they might have a case. But November 1st, I mean, around here, November 1st, people still have their Halloween decorations up. What's any different if you decided to start your Christmas decorations a few weeks early? This seems absolutely, in my opinion, ridiculous. We're in the Christmas spirit, just like anyone else, Nick Simeon said. We love the holidays. My wife is very active in it. Even though they're in the Christmas spirit, that's not the only reason they put their decorations up so early. Claudia Simeons is 8 months pregnant, and her due date is Christmas Day. Yeah, you might want to get those decorations up a little too early. But the Homeowners Association telling this Texas couple, get those decorations down. It's too early. I mean, they only put their decorations up 9 days before I did. I'm glad my apartment complex didn't tell us to take ours down. Well, to comment on this and a whole lot more, let's go to our Texas correspondent, Terry. Terry, good morning.
Morning, Joe. Where was that at? Dallas, Houston, or Austin?
It just says a Texas family, and the dateline does not have a town. Oh, San Antonio. San Antonio, Terry.
I should have rattled that one off, too. That's another one. Stay away from those cities if you're going to move from New York to Texas, because you're just going to move to mini New York.
Within Texas? That's scary, Terry.
Yeah, the Democrats say, you know, these people come from California and New York. They bring their politics with them. Austin might as well be California. All right, Austin's garbage.
Well, college town, I can guess that one.
Well, I love it's a college town, too, with tech here. Tech's a little mini liberal city within a city, but the outskirts, you know, the rest of the city, I think would be fairly conservative.
Yeah, Terry, Republican. Terry, before we get to the subject, do you find that the students that go to Texas Tech are liberal, or the professors and administration are liberal?
I think by the time they get there, the kids are liberal, and then they just push them further to the left once they get to Tech. I mean, they had, you know, like a Black Lives Matter rally there like a year or two ago, and it was just a bunch of white kids out there. I don't know.
All right, Terry, so what do you have about the topic today?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, our Christmas decorations, not all of them, some of them, mostly in the living room area and a couple candy canes out front. They went up Sunday, took the Halloween decorations down, and I'll tell you why. I'm not going to be, like, overly dramatic or depressing. Is I'm normally the kind of person that puts the tree up day after Thanksgiving. But this year I want to do a little something different. I told my wife, you know, we had plenty of Christmas decorations. I didn't plan on buying any more, but the other day I was like, you know what? We're going to make this stupid gaudy this year. Like, we're just going to make it fun. Doesn't need to be classy. Just festive. That's what we're going to do. So went out, spent another couple $100 on decorations, dressed up everything in the living room, make it look like a little mini North Pole, so to speak. And it's because I think this is going to be one of the last opportunities to have a normal Christmas that we're going to get. Because, you know, the election next year, if Trump gets reelected, hopefully he does, I don't know what December is going to look like in 2020. So I want to make sure that we take advantage of the opportunity. I'm tired of hearing about impeachment. I'm tired of being stressed out about things that I can't control. I can control what my Christmas is like in my home, and I'm going to do just that. We intend to have a blast this year.
Terry, it sounds like a blast. Now, what do you say, like, all these people that are out there that say Christmas decorations shouldn't go up before Thanksgiving? But don't you think the Christmas decorations help get in the festive mood for Thanksgiving, help dress the house up for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, to each their own, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I'm like you, where I thoroughly enjoy Christmas. Not so much that I like Hallmark movies, but I really get into the Christmas spirit. I like going into the mall and seeing all the decorations, seeing Santa in there and everything. They're getting ready to do that here locally. The decorations are it. There's Christmas music playing. It brings some peace in a world full of, like, strife and turbulence. You know what I mean? There's something special. And let's not forget, you know, it is Jesus Christ's, you know, birthday. So that also brings the religious part to you, brings some peace to your heart, some joy. Hopefully, you know, and I got to try to do the same thing. I'm kind of an abrasive individual, if you can't tell. You know, I need to be a lot more polite. And you know, be out there shaking hands and, you know, being friendly as I can be as well. And hopefully, you know, that kind of stuff spreads.
Terry, now, you said you don't like the Hallmark movies, or you're not a big fan of them. Could you watch 24 of them for $1,000?
I was going to email you that. I saw that this morning. I thought of you as soon as I saw that story. I mean, I could give it a whirl, but I came home yesterday, the missus had on a Hallmark Christmas movie, and I didn't even have to ask her what channel it was on, even though I did. You know, the rhetorical question. And I'm like, man, how does Joe watch these? They're so cheesy.
Oh, Terry, I could watch the first 10 minutes and tell you what's going to happen, what is going to happen to the female and male interest where they split up for like 5 minutes. And then how it's going to end. I could tell you exactly who's going to hook up, what's going to happen, And after the first 10 minutes, they are so obvious. They follow the same formula. But you know what? It gets you in that Christmas spirit.
I'm more of a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Well, that's my go-to Thanksgiving night movie.
Oh, yeah, and A Christmas Story is a big one. I refuse to buy that movie, and I refuse to watch it before Christmas Day. But once it comes on, I'll watch it 10 times in a row. I don't care. I say it all the time. I'm 38 years old. I couldn't tell you the last time that I missed that movie on Christmas Day. Nothing better than kicking back after the presents are opened, wrappers still all over the floor, get you a little bit of Jack and Coke or something like that, and just kick back and enjoy your family. To me, I love that, man. I love it. I'm getting excited just talking about it.
Yeah, I'm getting excited you talking about it. Well, Terry, thank you so much. Texas Tech TCU this weekend. You think the Red Raiders have a chance?
Man, I don't know. I put my foot in my mouth last time I talked down on them, so I'll let it. We'll see how it goes. Texas rivalries, you know what that is.
Yeah, I hear you, Terry.
As long as nobody pulls a Myles Garrett, we'll be all right.
All right, man. You have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
Terry in Texas, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Christmas decorations, is it too soon? Do you agree with this couple's homeowner association that they should take down their decorations until it's closer to the holiday? Also, traveling. Where are you going this holiday? Maybe not the holidays, but just winter travel. Where are you going to get out of this cold weather? That and more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ooh, the final stretch here on the Friday show. News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope everyone is having a final day of the week. Did I say good? I meant to say good final day of the week. Getting ready for a fun weekend. Personally, I don't think I have to tell you guys what I'm looking forward to. Big Virginia Tech game tomorrow, 3:30. Justin Fuente has yet to beat Georgia Tech. Tomorrow would be a nice win against Georgia Tech as Virginia Tech hopes to win out so they'll be in the ACC championship game. All right, there. I got my Virginia Tech talk out of the way. Christmas decorations, is it too early? Winter travel, where do you go? Where is your get me out of the cold destination? Or maybe you love to ski and you like to see what other ski resorts have to offer. Where is your go-to ski destination? 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's open at 3930. Let's start with Dale in Medina. Dale, good morning.
It's Daryl.
Oh, Daryl, good morning.
Where's the chief? I was just telling Tony about you need to go to Cleveland.
Well, Drew Carey does tell me Cleveland rocks.
Well, it rocks, buddy. You got to go. You got to go for one reason. Do you remember the story about the Red Ryder BB gun?
Of course.
Okay. The house is there that they did all this in. You got to go because it's a hoot. I mean, it is a hoot. You will crack up. But I want to see, because I was telling Tony about it, I think he's going to take the kids down. I want to see a picture of you in the pink bunny suit.
Okay, Daryl.
My wife's got a picture of me in it, and she's probably going to send it to you guys.
Wait, so they have a pink bunny suit you can put on while you're visiting the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, if I don't want to spoil it and tell any, I already told him too much. He was cracking up because he's just seen it, and it's worth it.
Now, Daryl, let me ask you: are your Christmas decorations up?
No, not yet.
But do you get bothered by seeing people's Christmas decorations?
No. Well, I can give you a perfect example. Down by my daughter's, there's one street that it's like a huge competition, but buddy, you ain't seen. This blew my mind. We stopped by this one house, and they actually had stuff set up. If you got out of the car, you could walk over and push a button, and, you know, a little train would start up or this or that, you know, all this crazy stuff. Well, you knew that if you seen the amount of stuff just in general, there's no way you're going to get it up in 2 weeks or whatever, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas or whatever. If you had that much stuff to put up, you got to start early because of all the running all your electric. Some of these guys have had to put in extra substations almost just for the amount of electrical.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, I hope you have a great weekend, and we will definitely put the Christmas story house right on top of the list.
Let's try to get the Christmas spirit. This other nonsense that's going on, how do I want to put it? The thing with the bishop and all that stuff, there needs to be a whole total house clean in there, but that's another story. I don't know how, because I feel that they have shaken, lost the trust of the people. Because you trusted them.
I agree.
And what can I say? And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if there's any saving the church at this point. You know, because it's a tough, you know, you're really, there. It's, you can't, you know, and you can't look at every clergy the same because of what somebody else did. You know.
But Daryl, unfortunately, and it is very unfortunate for all the great priests out there, it's in the back of most people's minds.
Exactly. And I feel bad for them that the honest and ones, the real believers and stuff, I feel sorry for them because they're going to get dragged into it whether they want it or not. And it's, you know.
All right. Daryl, got to go because we got to get to that update. Daryl in Medina, thank you. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, very differing opinions here. First, bah humbug. I don't want to see, hear, or smell anything Christmas until the 18th of December. Even then, I'm sick of it by the 25th. Just a me thing, I guess. All right. The weeks preceding Christmas is Advent. A nativity scene with empty manger is the decoration for the season. The Christmas holiday season is Christmas Day till January 6th. Decorating early is commercialization of the holy day. Okay, another take on, do you want those, Christmas decorations up early? If you missed the beginning of the hour, a Texas couple was told to take down their decorations because they were up too early. November 1st is too early. I mean, I wish I would have had mine up by October 15th. And how can you say that when people still have their Halloween decorations up? What's the difference? My neighbor has, you know, a fake spider web and a spider up. I decided to put my Christmas decorations up. Who's that bothering? 803-0930, star 930. We'll be back after this break and an update from D.C. Christmas decorations, are they going up too early? Now, this all started because in Texas, there was a couple that was told by their homeowners association to take down their decorations they had put up November 1st. Now, that was only 9 days before I put my decorations up. On the text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 3930, we have, when I cleaned my gutters out, I put my Christmas lights up. Now, I might not be lighting them until after Thanksgiving, our forgotten holiday. Now, I take issue with that statement. People say Christmas songs before Thanksgiving, we forget Thanksgiving. I think it plays right into the holiday. When you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, they have their Christmas decorations up. They have their Christmas lights up. You're not forgetting Thanksgiving. You are spending Thanksgiving with family and friends, having a nice meal. This year, watching the Bills game, does the fact that the Christmas lights are up make it any less? I would argue the Christmas decorations, along with the Christmas music, make it more. Play right into it. It's the holiday season. I listen to that. I listen to Star 102.5, get myself in the holiday spirit. That includes Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. The fact that I've been listening to Christmas music since October 25th doesn't make me forget Thanksgiving. I am amped up for Thanksgiving. It's a little later this year, but I am amped up for Thanksgiving. Can't wait. You get to spend it with some of your favorite people. And this year, you get to throw in a Bills game. Well, I don't know. Maybe in a few weeks, we won't be as excited about that Bills game. But part of me still has hope. On my Facebook page, Janet says, my neighbor still has her pulling car sign up. That bothers me, not Christmas decorations. I can see where that would bother you. I mean, we are more than a week removed from Election Day. I think it's time for people to go out into their front yard, you know, a few steps, take that yard sign out. Is it that difficult? I don't think so. I think, actually, the candidate who won should have to go out and take their yard signs out of people's yards who refuse to take them. That's just my opinion. Also, on Christmas decorations, William says, right after Thanksgiving. David says, it's not early. I'm only waiting till Thanksgiving because my dad will be in town, and it's the two of us can do it together. By the way, they should be kept up through January 6th. It's 12 days, and it begins on the 25th or the night of the 24th, depending on how you count your days. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Thanksgiving is a holiday and Christmas is a season. But can't Thanksgiving, I don't know. I think all the decorations, all the music, they can all play together. My memories of Thanksgiving dinners always include Christmas music being played. As a kid, when we would travel to Virginia to go have Thanksgiving dinner with my grandparents, on the Friday or Saturday driving back, that's when we got to break out the Christmas music. Now, maybe for me, that's why I like to listen to it a month early. But I always associate Christmas music along with Thanksgiving and Christmas. Again, for me, once Halloween's over, we are in the holiday season. We are ready for Thanksgiving. We are ready for Christmas. But hey, we might revisit this. As you know, in a few weeks, the return of the Joe Beamer Black Friday show, and we will have a lot to talk about. But I'll be here next week as well. Next Friday, we'll have even more to talk about. Again, if you want to follow the impeachment hearings, available on the radio.com app, I doubt Rush won't be talking about it. I'm sure Rush will have a lot to say about the impeachment hearings. So keep it locked right here on WBEN. My thanks to Tony Caligiuri, as always on Fridays, doing the job of two people. My thanks to you for joining the conversation, for all the callers throughout the show. I'll be back on Hardline Sunday, 10 a.m. Don't miss that. Go Bills, go Hokies. I hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll see you soon here on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.